This is really interesting stuff. Have you ever had a meal? Let's say maybe it was early on, maybe it was in your 20s. You had something, you ate it once, and you never went back to it. You had maybe a negative experience with it. Maybe it was food poisoning. Maybe it was a meal that was eaten during a bad date that went sour, that turned south. There was something about that meal in that moment that it just didn't sit well with you, and you never went back to it. Have you ever had one of those meals?
I don't have a specific meal or a specific food that that happened with, but I do have it with a specific beverage.
Okay, because I was going to say mine's gin.
Yeah, well, actually, mine's kind of similar because you could use this for it as well. When, this is way back, you talk about if it happened today, man, you'd be up on charges. When I was finishing grade six, I'll never forget this girl's name, Paula Waldner. Her dad worked on the oil rigs in Edmonton, and he thought it was a great idea for Paula's party to celebrate getting out of grade six to buy us all a bunch of booze.
Oh, that's great.
So I ended up drinking.
Mr. Waldner is in prison now.
I was very Cosmo for my grade 6 years. I was drinking Caesars, and I got so sick that I wasn't able to drink Clamato juice for 2 decades.
Yeah, it goes a long time.
Just
right?
The smell of it was Pavlovian, and it immediately made me wretch.
So they've done some scientific research in this at the University of Sussex, and they did it on snails. And snails apparently have a thing. I'm not kidding you.
This feels cruel, by the way, when you get into this, what they did.
Snails like sugar. If you didn't know, snails really, really like sugar. And they usually start feeding on it as soon as it's presented to them. But what they did was, every time the snail would go over to sugar, stop, this is science. I'm trying my best here. They would tap the snail on the head.
What we will do when the snail approaches the sugar is you will tap them gently on the head. And now eventually this will have an adverse reaction, for the snails will no longer associate eating under any circumstances the sugar or its glucose. These are my findings and I stand by them.
And that's what happened. Honestly, they found that the neuron of pleasure reversed its electrical purpose to sugar. And instead of excitement, they flipped a switch in the snail's brain. And that's what's happening to you. The snail no longer was excited to eat sugar when it was presented. Because now sugar represented, or suppressed rather, the neurons that activate feeding. They say in our research, the negative experience the snail had with the sugar could be likened to eating bad curry when you get it delivered and it's not good. It gives you food poisoning.
Right.
Which then puts off that particular dish for the future. They say that the human brain has a similar switch that could be happening when particular groups reverse their activity in line with that negative association of a particular food. I think that's fascinating. So it's not just one of those things where it's like, oh yeah, I had a bad experience. I guess I just didn't like the food. No. It's the negative experience that may be causing you to say no ever again to that particular dish. I'd love to know from you out there at 416-872-1010. You can text us here on The Rush at 71010. Is there a food that you've been put off by because of the negative experience around it? Did something just kill it for you completely?
Lots of texts at 71010 to start us off. Full-on salmonella poisoning from an egg salad sandwich. Can't do that anymore. Lychee nuts. I still get queasy when I even think about it. Blast from the past. And I threw up at 7 years old after eating a blue popsicle. Haven't had one since. I'm 58.
And that's the thing. For me, there was smoked turkey. I can't eat smoked turkey anymore. My wife bought, way back when we were dating and we were living together, she bought smoked deli meat turkey.
And it was
off. It was bad. And I got food poisoning from it. And I threw up very quickly, like violently.
Right.
And I've never touched it again. Never touched it again, Jay.
Is it possible to throw up non-violently?
Yeah, just
I threw up. It was so gentle.
I was like, my esophagus really cuddled everything back out.
It was borderline pleasant. Hi, David.
Yes, 44 years. I haven't had Raisin Bran. When I was 12 years old, I had a bad case of chicken pox. And every time I even see Raisin Bran, I get itchy and my throat tighten up.
Wow.
Oh, it's bad. I see it and I just start to, you know, it just brings me right back to that day.
It's amazing that the way the brain works. Thank you for that, David. It's amazing the way the brain works, huh? You know, I mean, you can talk about it on a different sort of lane with music. How when you hear a certain piece of music, it specifically takes you back to a moment in your life. And every time you hear that song, you think the exact Same thing.
You got that same kind of vibe from it. One person writing in at 7-10-10 got violently ill from popcorn at the Sussex Center Theater, also in Mississauga, when I was maybe 10. That was one of my go-to movie theaters. Haven't eaten popcorn since. I'm now 40. Sussex was great. That was one of my go-tos. I loved when they opened that place up. Great alternative to the Square One movies.
Hi, Robert.
Hi, how you doing today, guys?
Good, what's up?
I was about 6 years old, and sometimes vivid things happen to you when bad things happen. I was watching Sesame Street in the 70s. Yes, it was. Laying on the couch. My mom went shopping, brought back a bag of Granny Smith apples and left them in front of me. And I was just watching TV, eating them one after another. Probably ate about six. And I just puked all over my mom's shag carpet. That was in the 70s again. And not only did I get in trouble for that, I got a spanking for eating apples, not for throwing up or being sick.
For eating the apples.
I can't even look at Granny Apples. Granny Apples. See, I'm choking up right now talking about it. I can't even look at it. I swear to you, when I... hold on. Give me a second. When I go by Metro and they're piled up all shiny, I have to let my wife... I can't go by... it just cringes. I can't. It's done its number.
Honey, no, you go.
Robert, you've been triggered.
Oh, it's horrible. If you painted apple green, I'm done.
You can't even listen to the Beatles records.
Because
no, they're on apple.
I'll scratch it. No. Done.
Thank you.
All right.
Brian and Jay back on The Rush, learning today that there's specific science to the fact that if you had something to eat maybe when you were a kid that you could never, ever, ever touch it again. A switch in your brain and a group of neurons that reverse the activity with negative association of a particular food. Just a way of saying, you know, I had really bad muscles. Really bad muscles. Right, Brian? Hey, Brian.
Hey, how are you guys?
Good. What happened to you?
My girlfriend, who turned into my fiance at the time, bought a batch of mussels early in the morning, and they told her they were fresh, so she didn't realize she had to refrigerate them. So that night for dinner, she prepared. It's the first dinner we had. She made these mussels for me. Soaked them in wine. I spent the next 3 days at Northbrook General Hospital. I was on IV for 2 days straight because I had no bodily fluids left in me. I was making the other patients in emergency so sick that they had to move me.
Oh.
And if I see, if I'm in a restaurant and somebody orders mussels, I'm done. I'm gone. Check, please. I'm out of there. I can't look at them. I can't smell them. And this is going back 30 years ago, and I get a violent reaction now just looking at it.
The passion that people
wild.
Have. One more quick one, and it's a bit of something we heard earlier, but this one has a very dark twist. Right, Jeff?
Yeah, it does. Yeah, so in my teens, so about 40 years ago, my cousin and I were at my grandparents' cottage. He had gotten up to make breakfast for us, and then came out and sat down. We had Raisin Bran. So I was sitting there eating the Raisin Bran, and throughout he's kind of giggling. I couldn't figure out why, but polished it off, and then he opened his hand to show me about 20 pairs of fly wings.
Oh!
You got Ryan!
Oh!
Thank you, Jeff. I know.
Oh, that's revolting.
I know.
Why didn't you tell me ahead of time that was coming?
I was holding on to that one. That was the ace in the hole.
Jeez!
Crazy. Thank you for all your calls. We appreciate it.